It's another great weekend right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
All right, so we went through that whole huge litany of Comcast problems. Let's move on to Cox. I'll relate a story. I had a problem with Cox. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Probably our biggest story of the year, actually, coming up here.
Really?
Just in terms of the practical importance that for all of our listeners, practically a universal issue. And many of us are kind of baffled with really how to deal with it. And when these problems that we're going to talk about occur, they can be, just incredibly irritating. And what I'm talking about is all those stupid invites on Facebook for apps by your friends. And with the mistake we often make is it's like, okay, do I have to unfriend this guy? I don't want to unfriend this guy. I mean, the guy is actually a friend. A friend, a real life friend, not a Facebook friend. He's just also a real life friend. I don't want to unfriend him on Facebook. Well, you don't have to. Actually, a real simple setting within Facebook will allow you to deal with this. It takes about 10 seconds. Well, all you need to do is go to the setting screens on your Facebook web client and click on the blocking tab on the left sidebar. So you'll see that on the left side in the settings screen. Under the heading Block App Invites, Block App Invites. You want to type the name of the person on your friends list who's been driving you nuts with all these app invites. You're done. That aggravation is gone. And I don't know what your experience is, but to me, that's a big aggravation. And it's that whole thing of that, I thought this guy was smarter than that, man. What's he doing playing that stupid game? And then not only is he playing that stupid game, but he's pestering me to play it. I thought that guy was smarter than that. Do I have to unfriend him? No, you don't. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, it's just really incredible how much of a cultural icon Facebook has become. I don't know. I'm hard pressed to name a single sort of media thing that's more entwined in our lives, almost universally. I mean, in general, I guess you could say TV still is, in some form, network TV or cable TV. But is there a show or a service on TV that is as ubiquitous? I don't think so. I mean, for one thing, you can't watch Hawaii Five-0 24/7, right? You may be a Hawaii Five-0 fan, but it's on and then it's not, right? Show's over and you wait till next week.
That's not true.
Well, I know.
That's not true.
I know. You get online.
Yeah.
But that's not TV.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And who would do that? I mean, if you had somebody in your family doing that, wouldn't you be calling the doctor?
True.
I mean, if you had somebody watching Hawaii Five-0 8 hours a day, you would have questions about them. Now, we've got family members, maybe you're the member, that are doing Facebook 8 hours a day, or 8-book face hours a day. One of the things that happens when you do Facebook too much is you get your tours twisted.
Right.
But there are some solutions to some of the most irritating.
You know what, though? I have a great excuse for using Facebook. It's true. This is honest. This is the honest truth. I'm telling you.
It's not the dishonest. You're not lying telling the truth.
Exactly. I'm telling the truth this time for
completely.
Real. Completely. Honestly. Is that we were, it's one of the things that we use to communicate with our listeners when the show's going to be on, when we're going to be out of the bunker one weekend, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I actually got into Facebook the most, to set that stuff up. And, of course, by doing that, I also had a personal page and said, well, I'll check it out. And then I said, well, it would be kind of cool to hook up with some old friends that, from high school or from way back in the day. And it was a great way to find people that you that had moved away and you weren't sure where they were. You find them on there and you kind of can figure out what they're doing with their life now. I don't do all the games and all the heavy Facebook-y stuff. But it is nice to be able to keep track of people
well,
and
you
contact
know what you've
your
done?
Family. And
you've done what I need to do and haven't done, which is, you know, I got so irritated with Facebook that I just sort of stepped out. And what you did is, you know, is a much more intelligent thing, which is, no, I mean, seriously.
What are you setting me up for something?
No. It's true. Strange, but true. That it's a much more intelligent sort of perspective on this, where you just ignore the stupidity, or what I would call stupidity, and you just make use of it in a way that you can make use of it. It's an effective way to do it, you know, and that's the rational thing to do. The challenge that I have is I just see all these people that are just wasting their lives away, and you just
well,
go,
you know,
yeah.
Dr. Dave, don't worry about other people's lives. You need to worry about yours first. You're not responsible for them.
I'm not my brother's keeper.
Nope. Let him go.
866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Let's get the latest from the old evil empire.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Well, Microsoft's really being very, very aggressive with their products, and I think it's a good sign. I mean, their bottom line, sometimes it's stronger than others. It's never, that I can remember in the last 20 years, been particularly weak, and I don't see that in the future, in the near future anyways, and they're being very aggressive, I think, as a result of that, and offering their products either incredibly aggressively priced or absolutely free. And one of the things that they're doing now is Microsoft Office will be free for devices under 10.1 inches. Now, what they're doing is they still will have the professional class of Microsoft Office that you will pay for. But Kirk Konigsbauer, the corporate vice president for Office 365 Client Apps and Services, says that 10.1 inches is the dividing line for the different user experiences. Professionals need the reliability and security of paid apps, while personal users are more interested in free applications. So, look, I think Microsoft in the last couple of years has really turned a corner, and it's a good thing for them, and it's a good thing for us as consumers. Now, one of the things that's going to happen, we've seen it with a lot of companies, is once they get themselves entrenched, or you entrenched in them, I don't know which way it goes, but in any event, you are tied to them inextricably, at least in terms of sort of your perception. You know, you're using their applications, their services on a daily basis, becoming an important part of your life, an important part of your business processes. Once that occurs, then things change. And I don't think that's going to be any different with Microsoft. I don't think they do this stuff out of the goodness of their heart. You know, they are in business to make a profit just like anybody else. So I don't begrudge them this dynamic, but I do think that's what you're going to find down the road. You'll get a couple of years down the road and things will change a little bit. They're also doing this. We talked about this before. Any Windows 8, Windows 8.1 users will get a free upgrade to Windows 10. Now, was the pain that we endured as a part of Windows 8's initial launch going to be made up for by this? I mean, was the pain so great that this doesn't wipe the slate clean? Are they still running a deficit in terms of our trust? I don't know. I don't think so. I think this is a big deal, and I think Windows 10 is going to be a good OS. As I've said before, they've got enough time to really screw it up, but I don't think so. We've watched over the years this dynamic with Microsoft before, where they come out with a product or two that you wonder, you know, what they were drinking, or, you know, was there a corporate subsidy on bath salts, or just what was going on? They inevitably turn it around, at least for a little while, two or three years anyway, before they make their next big mistake and end up having to kind of be contrite and earn our trust back with that next occurrence. But I think we're looking at a really good OS with 10, and the price for Windows 8 and 8.1 users couldn't be any better. Free! 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Interesting developments this last week with another client in terms of customer service and really the incredibly difficult challenge sometimes of just having to make the decision that you got to move in a different direction with your technology. And sometimes it can be a really difficult decision. We'll come back, talk about the details of that after this.
Dave Mason, your favorite Bill Gates apologist, back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.